Radiant as fellow seekers of the divine. Like all great spiritual teachers, Gurudev Swami Shivanandaji divided his teachings into two aspects. The first was a call to us to recognize the primacy of the spiritual life. Gurudev constantly repeated that the goal of life is God realization. He put the words serve, love, meditate, realize in the crest of the Divine Life Society. His teachings were full of energy and pushing. You're made for it. Do it. The supremacy of the spiritual life. Let it, above all, was the great prize, that which was worth having. And you had to strive hard for it. On the other hand, when he named his society, he didn't call it the God Realization Society, but rather the Divine Life Society. And his best known aphorism is be good, do good. And it is followed in another aphorism by be kind, be compassionate. And he himself was full of these qualities. His period of sadness was absolutely focused on the goal. But what people saw in him as a teacher was goodness, kindness, compassion. There is perhaps a lesson in this seeming dichotomy that can be a reminder to all of us. Unless we're prepared to put the spiritual life first in our life, Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. It doesn't mean that we don't have other goals, but we know that the real purpose of our life is moksha, God realization, nirvana, the kingdom of God. That underlies our basic life. On the other hand, if our spiritual life is a matter of all determination, all ambition for the goal, then there's a danger that we may be strengthening that which has to go. The ego itself is so devious, it will get behind our spiritual practices, be determined to be the best and to accomplish the goal. So while we may learn more, become more pious, do more, the main culprit, the ego, has been actually strengthened rather than weakened. Pujaswami Chitnanji, on the other hand, said, every day wear away the ego a little bit. In other words, be good, do good. It makes us constantly conscious of where we are failing and of opportunities to do something for others, rather than constantly thinking of ourselves. Be kind, be compassionate. It softens our heart. Gurudev wanted us to practice non-injury, truthfulness, purity. It means not doing what we want to do, but thinking of others, being determined not to deceive or take advantage of others. In that way, our consciousness expands in real time, so to speak. We can expand our consciousness through study of the scriptures, meditation, and devotion. But what really counts is what is happening to us inside. That depends upon living a divine life. Gurudev said, fair insult, fair injury, highest sadness. Fair insult and fair injury is in real time. It is living a divine life here and now. Therefore, while especially in the beginning, and indeed as long as our spiritual life lasts, we must see it as the most important thing. We must be determined to do our spiritual practices and be true to the Lord. But the real life is the inner transformation. Be good. Do good. Be kind. Be compassionate. bear insult, bear injury, lead the divine life. That is what brings about the transformation. Carry on.